News this hour from SRNNews.com. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. His patience is wearing thin. President Trump has set a Sunday deadline for Hamas to agree to a deal for ending the war in Gaza. If it refuses, President warns of dire consequences. Mr. Trump previously said that Israel would have free rein to destroy what's left of Hamas and would have the backing of the U.S. in doing so. On this day three of the government shutdown, there will be another Senate vote on a Republican bill that would end the shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the ball at this point is entirely in the court of the Democrats.
Don't ask the Republicans what we should be doing or what we should be negotiating. I don't have anything to negotiate. I sent them in good faith exactly what they had voted for before. We did not put any Republican provisions in that. And we tried to make this very simple, in good faith, so the appropriations process of the people can continue.
And a key economic report is among the casualties of the government shutdown.
The Labor Department typically releases its monthly job numbers on the first Friday of the month. But that report on economic data is being delayed amidst the ongoing shutdown. A short delay won't be very disruptive, but a long absence of those numbers could pose challenges, particularly for the Federal Reserve. The Fed relies on jobs data as it grapples with interest rates amid a slowing labor market. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court says it will take up a Second Amendment case out of Hawaii. The state has strict regulations on where people can carry guns, including on private property. The law also prohibits firearms in places like beaches, parks, bars, and restaurants that serve alcohol. On Wall Street this hour, stocks in positive territory. The Dow is up 453 points. The Nasdaq ahead 52. This is SRN News. The Bible continues to be translated into more and more languages.
The global movement to make the Bible available in every language is gaining remarkable momentum. Wycliffe Bible Translators reports that one of the greatest barriers to Christian mission is the absence of scripture in native languages, but that obstacle is rapidly being overcome. In the past year alone, 118 new Bible and New Testament translations have been released, an average of one every 3 days. Of these, 23 were full Bibles and 95 were New Testaments, marking the highest annual total to date. George Williams, SRN News.
World Magazine reports Transportation Secretary Duffy ordered a painting of Jesus to be returned to prominent display at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. A lieutenant in the U.S. Maritime Service painted the large artwork titled Christ on the Water, which depicts Jesus appearing to a lifeboat full of sailors in 1944. This is SRN News. Federal health regulators have approved another generic version of the abortion pill.
That's prompting outrage from pro-life groups. Students for Life Action, in a statement Thursday, called the approval of mifepristone a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. The FDA first approved the drug as safe and effective in 2000. The new version of the pill is from drug maker Evita Solutions. It's not the first generic version, which the FDA previously approved in 2019. Keith Peters, Washington.
A lawsuit filed by parents of a college student killed in a Tesla crash says she was trapped inside as the car burned because of a design flaw that makes it difficult to open the doors and fires. The suit alleges that Tesla knew of the flaw for years but had failed to fix the problem. There's been no comment from the automaker. More details at srnnews.com.